human life is complicated. Maybe that's why, when governments change policies, they sometimes get the opposite of what they intended. Here's an example. Numerous states have banned or restricted abortion, and a report out today finds the number of abortions in the U.S. is rising. Here's NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin.
There were more than 1 million abortions provided in the U.S. in 2023. That's according to the new report by the Guttmacher Institute, a research organization that supports abortion access.
That's the highest number in over a decade.
Data scientist Isaac Maddow-Zimmet is one of the authors of the report. The rise may seem counterintuitive because of all the abortion restrictions following Roe v. Wade being overturned. Still, the findings didn't surprise Dr. Anitra Beasley, an OBGYN and professor at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston.
Just because there are laws banning abortion, research has shown over and over and over, people will seek abortions when they need them.
Even if that means spending money on travel instead of rent or groceries, she says. Another major finding in the report, medication abortions are now 63% of all abortions, Maddow-Zimmet says, an all-time high.
The increase in availability of medication abortion through telemedicine is a big part of this story.
Patients can meet with a doctor over video call or even secure chat and then have abortion medications prescribed and mailed to them. However, next week, the Supreme Court will hear arguments from anti-abortion rights groups who claim the FDA was wrong to allow this type of access and that it should be rolled back.
We don't know what the Supreme Court will decide, and we don't know exactly what the impact will be, except that it will create potentially more confusion and difficulty for people both providing care and needing to access care.
He says abortion clinics and funds have scaled up to meet the demand of patients traveling from states with bans. But he says it's unclear how long that can continue. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.